Let's take a trip into the future, to the year 1984, where the Earth is ruled by the Big Talk Podcast with Chris and Greg and its supreme rulers. Myself, Chris.
Myself, Greg.
Welcome to the Big Talk Nation.
Nation.
Oh my God.
Woo!
That was free. Welcome, guys, to another episode of the Big Talk Podcast with Chris and Greg. If you can't tell already, we're about to jump right into 1984, the last. Well, not the last, because they came back together. Don't try to trick me.
I know.
The last of their first run of the classic lineup of Van Halen with David Lee Roth as their frontman.
Man.
Classic album, Diamond Cellar. This album for me is classic. It's classic. Let's go.
Stop right there. It's the mighty Van Halen. You get that right.
They're pretty mighty. Yeah. Yeah. But you want me to call everybody mighty. You always tell me to call everybody mighty.
Sorry, man. I thought we're going back to the future to visit 1984, Van Halen's 1984.
Back to the future, and then back again, and then back to 84.
Yes.
And then we're going to go back. And then forward?
Forward to 1984.
Well, let's go right here. Let's jump into it.
Jump!
We're not going to count 1984 as like a song. I'm not a big
fan. Okay, that's fine.
So we're going to say the lead-off track right here, Jump.
Okay.
Their one and only number one single, Jump. Let's talk about this song. We can't talk about the song without talking about the music video. We're going to talk about all that stuff.
There you go.
But yeah, man, album was released January 9th, 1984. Jump came out in December of 83. So it preceded, you know, the album by a couple weeks. Man, I remember this video. You couldn't get away from it. Of course, I had to go to Grandma's house. Everybody knows. It's listening to the podcast knows I had to go to Grandma's house to watch MTV. Man, this video was everywhere, dude. And it's classic. It's simple and classic.
I remember it was on KLOS. My brother, my older brother goes, hey, man, check out the new Van Halen. They're going to play it at 11 o'clock or whatever. Then we heard the song and we were kind of like, what? This is Van Halen? And then MTV released it like at 12, you know, 12 noon, the new Van Halen video, Jump. And we were like, this is it.
Because, of course, Eddie Van Halen being the guitar god that he is.
The mighty Eddie Van Halen.
Thank you. You're welcome. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Was a guitar god.
Yeah.
And even David Lee Roth pushed him on this album. What are you doing, dude? Why are we playing all these synthesizers and keyboards when you're a guitar god? You don't need all that shit. But Eddie wanted to take it in a certain direction. And really, I think at this point, it kind of went from David kind of reluctantly sharing maybe a little bit of what was going on. Van Halen. He seemed to be running the boat. And this is when it kind of really changed. Was it slowly changing? Probably. But this is the album where it changed from David Lee Roth having any control to Eddie pretty much having almost all the control of the musical direction of the band.
Okay, but if you go back to Diver Down, that's mostly covers.
Yeah, but that's all. That's all Dave. Dave directing. Exactly. Like, let's do these cover songs. Let's do these. Yeah. Skip, scap, skibbity, boopity, bop. So Dave's a character. Hold on a second. Let me open my Guinness.
All right. But also they had it where they just announced it that whatchamacallit, Eddie just did Beat It. Michael Jackson.
Yep.
And then hearing that solo uncredited, and then you hear Jump and the solo from that, and you're like, man, that guitar tone
this
is still there.
Was a huge diversion. It was different from anything they'd really done before. They weren't
correct.
Heavy keyboards. And this 84 is the time when kind of keyboards were really coming into music. So I'm wondering if Dave kind of thought like, oh my God, everything is going to change for us. But then you come to this.
Yeah.
Track three. Now we can go to what they really are. Track three. Panama.
Yeah.
Which is guitar driven, fun rock and roll, which is what this is when you think of Van Halen. These are the songs you think about. Now I'll go back and I'll say something controversial. After it being out for so long, the song Jump For Me, honestly, even though it charted the highest, it's not even close to the best song on this album.
Correct.
It's probably about, it's middle of the road for me. You got, you know, this song, Hot For Teacher.
Yeah.
A couple other songs that I like better, that I think are actually better songs, but Jump was a pop song. Let's get right out there. Yeah. It wasn't a rock song. It's a pop song, and it did exactly what it's supposed to do.
Correct.
Took these guys from the stratosphere to the stratosphere.
Correct.
If you know what I mean.
And correct. Correct.
That's
correct.
Exactly what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Panama.
Did you know that Dave was being in an interview, and they said, you know, Dave, all the music you ever write is just about girls and partying and good times, and you never write anything else. And he said, oh, really? So on this album, what did he do? He pulled out Panama talking about fast cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you want to challenge me? Okay, here we go. Yeah. And that was it on that one. I thought that was great. I go, yeah, Dave, he proved him wrong. Don't tell an artist you don't write something, because they're going to do it, and they're going to do it superb, and which, of course, the lyrics are superb. Expressing everything from a guitar, not a guitar, from driving down the street, exactly what he's doing. I got my seat back, blah, blah, blah. I got my headlights on. I've got gas. I just stopped at the liquor store. All this kind of stuff he did on Panama, dude. Great, man. I love it.
Yeah.
This is the first single we wanted from 1984, but you got that pop song, and now you run into Panama, which is kicked ass and took names, and everybody loves it, man.
Yep. And this is actually the third single from this album from 1984. And yeah, this was what everybody was expecting and wanting. This is not guitar solo.
Woo!
You guys might be hearing Rambo right now in the background drinking his bowl of Guinness. So yeah, you're exactly what you said about this song. Kind of a challenge. I'm going to write about it. He got inspired by a car race he saw in Vegas, some car, the Panama Express. But they also, when he was younger, they had an Opel Kadett car that they had named Panama.
Oh,
his
okay.
car was so. Kind of took inspiration from those two. And this car is very, it's car, it's machismo, it's grit, and it's sex, and it's innuendos, and all these things, and you mash it together with Eddie Van Halen's guitar, and you have one of the classic top five all time, in my opinion, Van Halen songs ever.
I was going to say, I love it how Dave was the master of slowing down and just talking on the mic.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he did it on Women and Children First, and then, you know, you hear other songs that he just started, hey, man, how's it going out there? We're gonna do this tonight, blah, blah, blah. And then as part of the song, man, that's how it just goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it was cool, man.
Great song.
Yeah.
The guitar solo is out of control. The video, you know, is great. Jump was simple, soundstage, da-da-da, Eddie Van Halen smiling, all this kind of stuff. This one was, you know, on tour. They filmed it on the stage on tour.
Right.
On a couple stops they made. The Spectrum in Philadelphia, they did it during soundcheck, blah, 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 blah. Antics hanging from a wire above the stage. And classic video. I think it's another one. It's like classic. I love it. Van Halen really, on this album, made some classic, timeless videos. And some of them were just as simple as a stage video, which, you know, are some of my favorites.
Yeah, exactly. And it just rocked and just had a great different sound. So we're now listening to track 4, Top Jimmy, which is another excellent killer song. I love this, man.
Yeah.
It's a little different. Now you're getting a little more maybe swing dance feel vibe to it.
Yep, a little swing on it.
But you still feel the rhythm and the guitars and all this good fun stuff. And the same thing. Come on, Top Jimmy. You're just like, oh, fun, man.
Yeah. This is one of those hidden gems right here, Top Jimmy. And it really, you're right, it has that swing sound. I think it's really driven by Alex Van Halen's drummer playing on this. It's really got that jazzy swing feel to it. The cadence of the singing is great. So this song, Top Jimmy, when they were recording the album, there was a restaurant right next door close where, and David kind of hit it off with the guy that worked there. His name was Jimmy. And Jimmy was in a band. And so he took inspiration of Jimmy. Jimmy's at work. Jimmy's on the radio. He's playing. It's like just a song about Top Jimmy being, you know, doing all these things. And that's kind of was the inspiration for this song.
Nice.
A short little 3-minute track. You know, it's great. You never know where you're going to find inspiration. I just met this guy. Just happened to be recording here.
Right?
He happened to work here. We happened to make a friendship. I happened, you know, to go see him and his band go play. Here comes Eddie Van Halen, gonna rip your face off. Listen to that. A great guitar solo.
It's like we don't even want to talk during the guitar. Just listen. But no, yeah, you're right, dude. And I didn't know about this story about Top Jimmy, and that was cool, man. Sounds great, man.
Top Jimmy, you're the king. Love it, dude. We can't go to anything until this.
Until the solo ends. Oh, heck yeah, man. I mean, hey, solo hasn't ended yet.
There we go.
Wow.
Aren't you ready?
Yes.
Let's go. It's funny. So far, the only song we haven't listened to is the shortest one. That's just funny to me, dude. Here we go.
It's because we usually have a lot to talk about and say to each other. Sometimes we see each other and go, don't tell me anything till the podcast starts.
Yeah. Here we go. Now, Drop Dead Legs is one of my favorite Van Halen songs.
It's one of the deep cuts.
It's super deep. I think one time we saw the Atomic Punks play, and they played this song. I lost my absolute mind. Like, I lose my mind whenever I go to a show, but this one I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they're playing this. This is, besides, I would say probably Panama and Hopper Teacher, this is probably number three for me if I'm ranking what songs I think are the best. I think this is number three.
I like it. It feels a little slowed down. They're not playing as fast as they did during Top Jimmy or Panama. They just brought it down the tempo just a little bit, and it still works because it doesn't even feel like it's slowed down, but it's just the rhythm of the mighty Van Halen just kicking ass. Great stuff, man.
Go ahead.
I would say, you know, Van Halen, we always talked about a lot of their backup vocals, which was Eddie and Michael Anthony. They hit it, man. They're just right on point on doing the back vocals for Dave.
Yeah, and Tom Jimmy's a little bit similar in this aspect, but you look at Jump's all about the chorus. Panama's all about the chorus. Drop Dead Legs, Top Jimmy, also, they're not singing like Drop Dead Legs in this huge chorus kind of thing. It's like Drop Dead Legs leaves off the song. Now you know what we're talking about. And it's got a groove, a little slowed down groove, like you had said. It's a little sleazy sounding, like Drop Dead Legs. You know what the song's about. It's about Dave, women, just sex.
It was
Big Butt, Betty Boo. I mean, come on, dude. These lyrics are, I mean, they're not the most creative things on the planet, but this is Van Halen, and this is just. Listen to the vocals. Everything's going on right now.
I was
going to
say, in 1984 and 85, this is a very popular song in the strip club.
I've never been to one. I've never been to...
Well, shame on you.
You didn't let me finish. In the last, like, 20 years.
Oh, there you go. Wait a minute. That's how long we've known each other.
Yeah.
I don't need to. Well, I can see what's in front of me, baby. Yeah.
How about when you turn 50, I'll take you?
50!
Because I'll be 60, but out of the Maybe. We probably won't even know where we're at.
Yeah, we're here. What are those? Whoopity-doo! Skippity-bow!
All right. So, yeah, break down pretty much the rest of the song, kind of like this. Love it.
Yeah.
I think it's a better song than Jump. Like I said, Jump's a pop song with a sweet-ass guitar solo, but I like this song better. It's controversial. Comment, but I'm sticking to it. You ready to go to the next one?
Yes.
Long guitar solo outro, dude. It's great.
Oh, it's great, man. Yeah. It's because that's why it's a deep cut. It's not meant for me like the singles, but you know, you're a Van Halen lover.
Listen to Alex in the back.
Hitting it, keep it right on time, man.
We haven't even talked about Michael Anthony yet.
Keeping that low end bass. Shit, man.
Let's go.
Woo!
This is what I'm talking about.
Since 1984 till we'll say today, everybody that goes to school on the first day, this is what you're listening to on the way to school.
Mm-hmm.
Hot for Teacher. Then the video didn't help because all that's fun and games from that too. You know, all the craziness of having the kids look similar to the guys in the band. Strippers dancing. Eddie playing guitar on table.
Yeah, man. Hot for Teacher. This was, I believe, the number four single. Let me look. Yeah, released in October. So Jump, December of 83. The album comes out in January 84. I'll Wait, which we're here in a second, came out in April 84. Panama, June of 84. And then this was October of 84.
All right.
And yes, this has one of the most iconic, at least from, I mean, think about it. You were a little bit older than me, but this video, school, kids not wanting to be in school. I don't feel tardy. I don't even want to be here. What's going on after school? What's next? Your teacher, you're like, what do you think the teacher's going to look like on the first day? She comes out, rips off her clothes. She's wearing a bikini. You're like, where is this school? I got to get there. Like, it was a target audience, adolescent, teenage, even some grown men. This is their wet dream school. This is a video that is right up their alley. And it was, in my opinion, so well done. So well done.
You know that the Eddie and Alex grew up in Pasadena. So this
Yes. We've been to their house. We've been to the Magic Shack.
This is probably a school in Pasadena.
I think that I think this was John Marshall.
Yeah.
In Los Feliz is where they filmed the school stuff for this. But man, I love this bit, dude. It's got the what is it? I don't know, the chemistry English teacher, and then it's got the phys ed teacher that comes out, and then during lunch they're all dancing on the tables and shit, and they're like, whoa, yeah, what's going on?
But one of the funniest things is they have like that nerd guy that
Waldo,
and but I mean the video was. What's so off on the but it was just cheesy. It was fun. That's what they loved
about
it.
And that's the thing is that you know it was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
As a kid, a little kid, you didn't. But older, you're like, oh, this is tongue-in-cheek. This isn't supposed meant to degrade or anything. Anybody. It was tongue-in-cheek. It was meant to be funny. And I thought it was. I still think it's great. One of the best videos out of the 80s. I know Jump gets all the attention. Even the video gets all the attention. This is a vastly superior video to Jump, and even Panama tells a story, goes right along with it, tells what they are when they grow up.
Yeah.
Dave picks all the kids up. I love it when they leave school, right? Yeah. And they're all like, yeah, like walking out Van Halen, just like, dude, and they get in the car and they take off. It's great. And I love the fact it's basically a double guitar solo here with Eddie in the library walking down the huge line of tables and said, let's rewind it back, let's do it again. And he plays another solo right after it. They could have ended after one, but I don't know, maybe it was something with song construction or something. It had to be again, I don't know. But and I love it, dude.
And here we go again. Yeah,
what are you gonna
this
do?
It's great,
dude?
Man, it's just so many fun memories watching this shit.
And it's the video is mostly all like black and white, like almost like a gray and white, hue and white, like a bluish thing. But whenever the women are dancing or when they come out of school at the end, it turns color.
Yeah.
And it's just that contrast also adds to a feel of the song and a feel of the video. And if you can make something like this powerful, that's what it did. Not seriously powerful, but like it hits you harder.
Yeah.
Man, great. I love it, dude. You ready to go? Or you wanna listen to the rest of this?
Yeah, just gotta finish up. Man.
I'm a teacher.
Greg,
were you ever hot for teacher?
No.
Me neither.
I went to a Catholic boys' school. I was not hot for teacher.
Well, actually, when I was in high school, there was one teacher. She was all right.
Whoa.
She was all right. I won't say her name, Miss Medeiros. But yeah.
Is that why you flunked her class?
No. I did not.
Oh.
I want to show her how smart I was.
You were a teacher's pet?
No, I wasn't one of those guys that was like, yeah. I was just like, oh, all right, yeah, okay.
Well, what's she wearing today?
All right, here we go.
See you, Waldo.
And that voice of Waldo was Phil Hartman.
Oh, okay.
Phil Hartman. Oh, Mom. Whatever, I don't know what he said. You have to make me ride the bus today. Great. Here we go.
Yeah, shut up. I'm going to hear I'll wait.
This was release number two. I'll Wait from April 1984. And so, another synthesizer-driven track. Talk about it, Greg.
But I was saying this was the second single, but there's no video from it? More second single on the radio.
Second single and no video.
And no video.
And they acknowledge that, you know, that they didn't make a video. Which, and okay, Jump hit number one.
Yeah.
And I'll Wait, I believe, hit number 13. And it... I don't even actually remember this song ever. I don't ever remember hearing this song on the radio. Ever.
I don't either.
Ever. And it hit number 13.
I like it. I think it's a different... I think I like it more than you do because you've talked about it. I really like this song. I dig it because it's a different sound than Jump. The synthesizer on Jump was this. This sounds a little differently. I like it. It has a good rhythm.
Apparently.
Telling a good story.
apparently, Mr. Michael Anthony played bass synth.
Whoa.
So it's, I think you have a synth and a bass synth. It was just deeper tone. It's got some foot pedals you can do to mimic some bass guitar sounds and stuff, but apparently he played bass synth on this song.
Nice.
So that's probably what gives it. And we have a co-writing credit on here.
Ah, I didn't know that one until recently.
Michael McDonald from the Doobies.
Yeah.
One of the great voices of
Yacht Rock. I wonder how that, you know, because Ted Templeman kind of knew him or something?
Yeah, Ted went and thought that Dave was kind of having some issues with, you know, writing the songs, the lyrics of the songs, really trying to get the feel of, like, the lyrical cadence of some stuff. So Ted brought him in. And by Ted, we mean Ted Templeman. The Templeman?
Yeah.
Brought in Michael McDonald to help him out with that, which he really did. It helped him out really good.
Nice. So you were saying that this wasn't your favorite song? You're not really...
Yeah, this is not necessarily... doesn't do
but
it for
But the groove
me.
Is still...
The groove is great. The groove is great. And you could argue this is a better song than Jump if you want to for me. You can. But I think Jump's a better song.
We already classified... Jump as pop song. This one, you're just like, it just has a different feel to it. It just says, oh, we did keyboards. We can still do keyboards, but we're going to make a different sound. And you think I'm one dimension? I'm going to flip the script, and now I got two or three dimensions. Yeah. And that's what I love about it. And also, you know, with this too, is here we go. I'm going to do his guitar solo. Here we go. Rear. And he pulls it out, man. He knows what he's up to.
Let's talk about something. I'm going to talk about something quick while we're playing some guitar solo. Sorry to talk over it. This album was in the top 50, Billboard top 50, for 57 weeks.
Damn.
Peak position number 2. And do you know why it only made it to number 2?
Thriller.
Michael Jackson's Thriller was basically... And I looked at for that album, too. That one was in the top 50 for 141 weeks, almost 3 years. And it was, like, number 1 for, like, 21 weeks. So nobody was busting through on Thriller. Nobody was.
Not even Madonna?
Not even Madonna. So, yeah, this was at number 2 for 3 weeks, but it was at number 3 or number 2 for, like, 12 weeks. And it just could not bust through, man.
What was the final number for this at a selling? Did you say 4 million or
no,
10?
This, no, diamond. Yeah, this one's diamond. This is diamond selling over 10 million. Over 10 million albums, dude.
I thought you were going to tell me it only sold 1 million, Greg. Because we're like, no, how much did it sell? 1 million.
And then... it came back up U.S. Rock album charts in 2020 when Eddie passed away. It hit number 7.
Okay.
Came back and hit number 7. And a lot of these songs did do a comeback in 20. Like, okay, Jump hit number 1 Billboard when it came out, but it hit number 10, number 9 on the U.S. Hot and Alternative Tracks. Panama came back and hit number 12 in 2020. Hot for Teacher came back and hit number 23. I'll Wait didn't come back at all in that year, but it did hit 13.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a little something different there. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the next track. We'll let it play out and go on to the next one, if you will.
Hell yeah. Bring it on. See, now you got Eddie doing a different sound. This is great. Starting off a little slower. Alex with the drums. Anthony keeping the bass, you know, going.
Yeah.
This is great.
And if we haven't, in case you guys don't know, let's should go through the members of Van Halen, I guess. We've talked about everybody, but let's just go through quick.
All right.
David Lee Roth on vocals, Eddie Van Halen on lead guitar and synth keyboard, and background vocals, Michael Anthony on bass, synth bass, background vocals, and Alex Van Halen on drums.
Nice.
So, there you go. That's so it. Nothing extra. We don't need nothing extra.
Was there any other extra artist on there? I thought they had Ted Templeman as percussion.
He may have played percussion on one song. I think I may have read somewhere.
Okay.
Probably sat in the corner playing some bongos because he wanted to get some kind of playing credit. I don't know.
Probably on Hot for Teacher. I'm not afraid of bongos.
But there was, Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is one of those Deep Cut City songs, man, from, you know, Girl Gone Bad. It's just, wow. Unless you love Van Halen, you know this song.
This song sounds like it could have came from one of their previous you know, first 1, 2, 3, 4 albums. Like, it could have been on one of those. It doesn't sound like it's 1984. It sounds like it could have been something old maybe they had in their pocket, which I know they didn't. They, you know, they didn't have it in their pocket. But it sounds like a... This has a real classic Van Halen sound.
Okay.
And I'll talk... The next song does, too, and I'll talk about that when it comes up. But, yeah, dude, so there was, you know... Don Landy, who was the engineer on this album, he was really instrumental in kind of the forming of the sound, because Templeman, David Lee Roth kind of had a vision of what they wanted, but Eddie and Don kind of were behind the scenes doing some of their own things, and like, you know, the keyboards, some of the, you know, the playing that was being done on the album that Templeman and Dave didn't really want to do or agree with. They were doing it anyways. So that's kind of a cool, like, twist, like, so, you know, we're doing this kind of behind your back situation, and that's probably one of the things that kind of led to the fall of the band, which broke up shortly after the tour, like right after the tour of this ended.
Yeah, we're gonna take a break. No, you take a break. We're gonna go to the left. I was gonna say, so who was right and who was wrong? Because obviously, this, when you do Diamond, 10 million plus records,
their second Diamond selling, who was Van Halen one. Oh, it's also Diamond.
Yeah.
So they have two Diamonds.
But that probably didn't happen right away. It probably took
over time.
But yeah, wow. Woo. Talk about royalties on that baby, yeah. Huh?
And this song, but to me, a good girl gone bad. Like, what happened to you? You know, it kind of implies like she's working on the street. She's doing all these things, you know, kind of. She's just a girl gone bad. And that's kind of what the song's about. And they've kind of written, they write about these kind of subjects before in some of their other songs, especially on like Mean Streets and stuff like that. That album really talks about it, kind of a darker side.
Correct. And they say that's their darkest album. I think their lyrics or what they're doing from Mean Street, different stuff like that.
I love the guitar sound right here. And the drums that come in right here. The harmonies, vocal harmonies.
This is a staple if you're, you know, looking to get a band in format like Van Halen, man. This is what we want to stretch
Hidden
for.
Gem. I don't ever rank this at like one of my tops on the album, but this is definitely a strong. There's no weakness on this album, really. There's no weakness.
Not really.
Not at all. No. They didn't mail it in on any of these. Whether or not you like the sound of it or you agree with their different disagree, they didn't mail it in on any song. They'd say, let's just throw a blobbity blue in here. Let's just throw this
so
in there.
So with this album only being 9 songs, right, and one being not really a song, you know, the intro version, so they wrote 8 new songs?
Yeah.
You know, some bands, nowadays, I got 12, 13, 14. All you need is a good 8.
Yeah. You know? We need a double album.
Yeah.
No. Pump the brakes, Hoss. I ain't forking up $42.99 for a double album. House of Pain, final track on here. 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Nice and short, sweet. And I was going to say, like Girl Gone Bad, I felt like it could have came up. This sounds like, to me, straight off of Mean Streets, it's got that sound that it's like they brought it, they tuned it down a notch. It's kind of
Okay.
It has a more aggressive, darker feel to it. And just the title, House of Pain, it just has that. His singing is not so like, legs and girls and this and jump and pop a teacher. It's more like, let me talk to you for a second about something serious.
I'll agree with you on that one. Definitely on the House of Pain. But good stuff, man. There's a lot of good stuff.
And I love it I love it as the closer.
Yeah, definitely love it as the closer.
So both of those songs.
Yeah.
You could have. But I'm so happy.
No, I think I'm happier this way with House of Pain. Finishing up, but this was a great album. And you know what, Chris, it was funny. When I was a kid, until recently, I didn't know. I always thought this album was released January 1st, 1984. Because in my head, somebody told me that, or it was like, comes out in January 1984. Here in my teenage head, it came out January 1st, 1984. Uh-huh. And I was like, I wasn't at the music store that day. I couldn't get it. But when you said January 9th, I go, okay, that sounds really close to, you know, January 1st. For that.
And you know what else you can't get at the record store yet is a copy of the Big Talk podcast with Chris and Greg. You never know, though. We want to thank you for listening. I didn't do business at the beginning. I'll do business right now. We are the Big Talk podcast with Chris and Greg. You can find us on YouTube, and Facebook. That's Greg with three G's, two in the front, one in the back. Just kidding. One in the front and two in the back. You can find us on TikTok and Instagram, bigtalkcg.podcast. That's all I got to say about this. 1984 by Van Halen, one of the greats.
Oh, yeah. Good album. Tick Jazz, to my name. Great pop record, if you want to say that. You know, great songs. Wish there was more from the classic lineup after this, but, you know, shit happens. Dave went that way. The other Van Halen went that way, and it happens. You know, shit.
Mm-hmm.
But the other history we got is with Sammy. That's another time and place, guys. Anything else, Chris? We're going to say goodbye now. All right, man. This is Greg from the Big Talk Podcast with Chris and Greg. See ya.
There's the guitar solo.